All right, Aronde Gadsden is going to join us here. And before we talk some football, I did mention there is a big game on Saturday, Canes and FSU. If you're looking for the best Canes gear, check out Caneswear in Davie or caneswear.com online. Aronde's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. I said to you, Crowder, at the end of the last segment, he was a Dolphins receiver for many years. I would imagine that yesterday's game probably annoyed him maybe more than someone who wasn't a receiver in the NFL for many years. Aronde Gadsden is joining us now. Is there any way, OG, as a receiver, is there any scenario where a healthy Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle play the entire game? They're both, you know, healthy and not missing plays, and they both end up with a combined two catches for less than 20 yards? Like, is that possible?
If Dave Wonstadt was the coach, we had Ricky Williams in the backfield, and Jay Fiedler was the quarterback. It could happen. I mean, it happened to me. You know, it could happen. On a Monday night game, too, Ricky had like 43 carries, and Rob Conrad led the team in receiving. But anyway, back to yesterday. Nah, I mean, that shouldn't happen. Not the guy we just voted, not we. I guess the NFL, just voted the number one player in the league, shouldn't have one catch. I mean, this has been happening the last 3 weeks. I mean, I think in the last 3 weeks, he's had a total of four catches. Like, you know what? And to go back to the point where you just had the promo, you know, they didn't build that guitar because we win. Because Sabrina and nephew killed me yesterday. Killed me, Sabrina. Come on, help me. I'll get more than 15 points, would you? I mean, I had a good parlay going. The Commanders, Philly. I had Seattle. I had the Liberty, the Dodgers. I even had Tyreek Hill to go over 0.5 yards rushing. I hit that.
All she
had to do was get 15 points, and she won for 8 and 3s. Come on, lady. Anyway.
That was all part of one parlay? You had that all in a parlay?
Yeah, all in one parlay, yeah. $10 would have got me $1.7 million, and she didn't do it. Anyway, I mean, you know, listen, I've said this. I'm upset, but I'm not upset as I would be, because I've told y'all this since the beginning of time. 3 years ago, when we were in Twin Peaks, the guy does not have a plan B or a plan C. He just has a plan A. He's the same plays he's been calling since Tua was in. Now, he hasn't changed not one play. Not one play. Not one play. I mean, it's crazy. Like, you know, when Tua was up for the money, and I even said, yeah, I think we should give Tua the money because nobody else is going to run it. He hasn't, like, you see when he threw to Jonnu Smith, Tyreek and Waddle is wide open behind him. They're behind him wide open. The glance is wide open. The post four step is wide open. But Tyler Huntley's going to throw to Jonnu Smith because that's what he knows. That's what he feels comfortable with. If you go back, you would think, if I get Tyler Huntley, I'm going to go and pay attention to whatever he did in Baltimore and call those plays. Nope. I'm calling the same plays as if Tua was in there, and I want him to run it. No, man, no. But he only has plan A. He has no plan B. We haven't switched anything. It's the same thing. Like, it's, you know, it's frustrating to see. And that's why Tyreek Hill and Waddle, of course, you're a receiver. We need to be involved. Of course, I'm not going to look for the ball if it's the third quarter and it's the first deep ball I'm getting. I was just running sprints. That's all I was doing. I just staying healthy, getting my heart rate up. And now you throw it to me. Oh, I'm like, no, man. We're not wired like that. We need to be involved in the game. We're going to start throwing our helmet, start looking crazy. Our mama's going to be on the internet tomorrow. That's just how it works, man. That's just how it works, you know.
Well, OG, you make it sound a little more funny than our frustration. Let's keep going. What about on that fourth down in the fourth quarter when he threw the ball out of bounds? I'm thinking about a snag seven. I'm thinking about a bump route, double crossers. This is in my mind, OG. They're going to get some guys to the sticks. This dude throws a back shoulder.
What were they were 3 yards away maybe from a first down?
It's crazy to throw the ball that deep and not run anything at the sticks. There's a lot of concepts. Don't you? There's a lot of concepts. I don't even know it. I know you know it, that you can get 3 yards.
The snag will always be my route, man. That's the best route in the world to me. Like, I'm putting the defense in all kind of conflicts, especially if the snag guy is a football player. I'm winning that. I'm winning that on a buzz linebacker all the time. But anyway, I mean, the whole last minute and 20 seconds was terrible. Like, we could do better than that in high school, bro. Like, clock the ball. Like, do something. Like, you gonna run a hurry up with Boyle? Come on, bro. Like, I mean, they just kept on running plays. Like, come on, man. Like, spike the ball. Like, do something. Like, you spike the ball on third down. Now you know it's only one down for that young fella to get that. Come on, man. He's not running. Like, I don't know. I just think, once again, and you see him holding that sheet, and they show him all the time. Nothing else on that sheet, bro. Nothing's going to just jump out at you on that sheet because you haven't changed it. Like, you would think if Tim Boyle should have some plays that he knows how to do. When Tim Boyle in the game, I'm putting 11 people at the line. Like, especially after we know what he did in college. I'm not even covering the receivers. I'm putting 11 right, people on the line right. of blitzing.
He's never going to get that to them.
He's never going to get it. Like, I mean, it's just ridiculous because he just hasn't changed it. Like, you would think. Like, if you run Waddle and Tyreek on two crossing routes, somebody got to rub somebody. And if they catch it on the other side, somebody going to run for 137 yards. Nope. We run the same plays. Like, if Tua was in there, same plays. That's why they're frustrated, bro. That's why you can tell.
Does he have a chance, Mike McDaniel, of losing the offensive players? The players seem to love Mike McDaniel, but you did see, you know, at the end of the when the second half was starting after the first half was over, and you know, Jalen Waddle and Tyreek were sitting on a bench together, and we know it was all laughs when Mike McDaniel walked over. But there's no way that they were goofing before he got there. They just kind of changed their demeanor,
right?
Yeah, but like, does he have a chance of losing the offensive players with like, hey, what are you doing, coach?
I hate to beat this dead horse, but you have to do something different, especially when Tua is not in. Now, the saving grace, we hope that Tua will come back and relive the Tua from last year. Just like the Jets hoping, you know, Aaron Rodgers is the Aaron Rodgers from, you know, 2019. Like, Spoiler, you know what I mean? I don't know how that's going to work, but that's the saving grace because the plays will now work. Like, Tyreek will now get 5 catches for 127 yards. Waddle will get his 3 for 89 and a touchdown, and we'll be doing the penguin again. Like, I hope that's the way it is, but – you know, it's tough. It's tough because I think, you know, the book is out. And that's why I was so adamant about the change. You have to do something different. I'm happy to see Jonnu getting the ball because we never used the tight end, so that helps. I mean, you can look back through the 3 years he's been here. And what's the tight end stats? Like, the leading tight end in the last since Mike McDaniel been here. We had Mike Gesicki. He had like 20 catches. Like, it should be more than that when you got these two dynamic receivers, but he's going to call the same thing. Like, I think if Tua was away longer to week 12, I think that he was in jeopardy of losing everyone, be quite honest. But I think the book is out, and that's the problem. I used the analogy, you remember when Cam Newton was doing the Superman, and he was like, yo, if you don't like it, stop it. And what happened the next year? They stopped it. And we hadn't heard from Cam Newton since. They stopped it. Let him pull the ball, and we just keep hitting Cam. Don't worry about who got the ball. Hit Cam. If he won't run the zone read, hit him. And they know now, you could tell in the first two games, the Jacksonville and Buffalo, they're not really going for the interceptions. They're not really going for, you know, they're just trying to intersect, just trying to disrupt the timing. Like, we're going to run into the guy. When Tyreek hit his four-step, when Tua hit his third back step. We just gonna run into people. They just running into people. They're not sticking them. If they right, they right. If he holds it for an extra second longer, then they wide open for a touchdown. But the book is out, like, because he's not gonna change. He's not changing it. The routes haven't changed. They just haven't. And that's, I think that's the frustrating part. You know, when you go into a game plan, you know, you have some new wrinkles, and you as a receiver, you know, as the whole offense, you're like, man, we practiced this all week and we didn't run it, and you get frustrated. I don't think they had those plays. I don't think they got some new plays that Tyreek and Waddle have not done, like, oh, we practiced this all week and didn't run it. That I don't think they have that. They got what we always been running.
They got OG and something else. Tua had his press conference today, and I won't lead the witness on this. I just want you to answer the question. He said he will not wear the Guardian helmet, the little extra pad on the helmet that people that have, you know, that have concussion histories wear, right, a little extra pad.
Right.
Why do players make the decision not to wear that pad?
Because it looks like you're on a short bus. You know, they don't want to look like they're on a short bus. That's the only reason why. I see the guy from Buffalo, the safety, he wear it because he know he going to bang people out. Like, I'm going to bang people out. Like, if you see a safety or a linebacker wear that helmet, know you getting banged out because they don't care. I'm running into you. That's a pre-warning. That's like, I'm going to run, slap into you. I don't care.
That's a warning helmet.
Right, that's a warning helmet. And when he comes to you, you know, it's going to shoot flares because I'm about to bust your face. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care about my well-being. Like, I'm just going to run into your full speed.
That's funny. If you see a defensive player wearing the Guardian cap, that's a warning that you're going to get stuck. Yeah.
Now, right. You'll get rocked.
People's heads off.
Yeah, yeah. What I tell you,
Hawk.
Because Aronde said it. Stop it. I mean, listen, if you don't wear the Guardian cap, you could actually end up on that bus. So how about you wear the cap?
It's all about the look.
It's all about the look. You know you don't want to look like that, but you should wear it. Tua should wear two of them, like, and one on top of the other.
Put a My Pillow on your head, too.
Right. He should have one of those helmets, an airbag, and another helmet, just in case. But, it's unfortunate that we're in this situation, and I think that
you should play in a car seat wearing a seatbelt that has an airbag attached to it, just in case there's a collision.
Just in case there's a collision. And we should not go for it on 4th and 7 when Tua's at quarterback. That's what we did. We should kick it.
You know, listen. Flip the field.
Flip the field. Just flip the field. That's your fault. That's your fault, Mr. Wonder Boy. That's your fault. Go back to the old hair. Go back to your old hair, dude. The one you had when you first got off the plane. Go back to that one, not this one.
Yeah, you got a little too cutesy with the hair.
You got a little too cutesy. You
let's
know
go back
saying?
To where, like, we came from when we were putting 70 points up in a game, not the season.
Yeah. So did we had 70 points in one game last year. We hadn't had 70 points in 7 games this year. Like, holy mackerel.
He used to have the vice principal hairdo. Now he has the club owner.
Right. He got the club owner. He done got the money and bought him a little lounge down the street.
He forgot what got him here.
Yeah, he don't want to be the vice principal no more. He just want to own the lounge, open it up at 5. I got the liquor license. I can stay open past 11:30. Yeah, man. We fell for the joggers, man. We were good with just the joggers. Now you went to the hair. You went too far, man. Now you got the glasses, the hair, like the watch. Come on, man. The joggers was enough. Now everything looks good.
Joggers, off whites, and then give us the vice principal hair. We're good to go.
Now he
got the hookah flavors.
Yeah,
we don't need no hookah coat.
Now he got the cleats on. He taping his fingers up. Like, he about to get in the game. Like, come on, bro. We're going too far.
See you, Aronde. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy.